What I'd like to talk about today is DNA technology and how that has revolutionized the field of biology, not only in genetics, but just about every other aspect of biology that you can think of. There was a recent study in Science where a medical doctor said that he used to think that genetics was a subdiscipline of medicine, but now he thinks that medicine is a subdiscipline of genetics. The real technological breakthrough that has caused this thinking is a machine called the PCR machine, and some of the ways we've learned to use some chemicals that are naturally occurring in nature, but we have learned to use them in different ways. What the PCR machine itself does is heat and cool in a very precise manner. And that's not all that significant in and of itself, but there are some chemicals that we can use in the machine that cause it to be able to replicate DNA. So now we can take small amounts of DNA, build up enough of our favorite gene using the machine, and now we can do something with these. We can sequence them. We can look at DNA from fossils. We can look at DNA from a little spatter of blood at a crime scene. We can conduct the Human Genome Project and look for ways to cure defective genes. So it is the machine that has revolutionized DNA technology as we know it in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. And it will probably continue to be, some variant of it, an important tool in the future. So we've now gone from not knowing very much about things like the human genome to having it completely sequenced. And we may still not know everything about the genome, even though we have it all sequenced. But we're learning about genetic diseases. We may, with that knowledge, we may be able to cure genetic disease in the future, at least some forms of genetic disease. And that opens a box of, is this an ethical thing to do, to use this technology to cure genetic disease? After all, this was something that a person was born with. I guess the Pandora's box would be not so much in curing a disease that someone is afflicted with, but fixing things that are cosmetic. I suppose any gene you can manipulate one part at a time to help someone cured of a genetic disease, you could also manipulate to fix the shape of a nose, color of eyes, hair, and so on down the line. And so that opens up a Pandora's box. It also opens up some problems with and some ethical questions along the use of animals, such as transgenic animals. We are already using and experimenting with insulin that is human insulin, but it is grown in the pancreas of a pig or some other organism, and these are called transgenic organisms, where they have a human organ placed inside them, or a human, or they're synthesizing human biochemicals for human use. And in some cases, you may grow up an organ and kill that animal and then harvest that organ and transplant it into a human being. And some of that's already going on. And the PCR technology is sort of a basis of that that kind of thing. And it's helping us, though, answer many questions philosophically in science. Other than the fossil record, for example, we now have a whole new way to analyze relationships among animals, plants, bacteria, a way to discover new life forms that we never could before, and many other applications for this technology throughout the world and throughout science.